guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. I'm going to do two articles. Both are by Rotten Wildflower.
What a creative name.
But what I like about it is that it's another example. And I, you know, I'm trolling through this stuff. I'm crawling through these articles every day to find interesting news stories and things to talk about. And sometimes they're kind of fluff, silly, but it gives me something like, oh, that's a good idea. Maybe I'll talk about this. And so I read the article, so at least any doubters or haters can go, well, it's not his word that's saying this. This is actually a woman that's saying horrible things about guys. And so when I say something back, they can't just say that I'm being a bad guy. And I kind of like that. But these two articles and many more that I'm seeing, and I just posted up another video here. I'll leave a link, a little icon up over here if you want to watch it, about a woman that's saying, hey, these guys go in their own way. These are good guys, or a lot of them are good guys, and we're starting to notice. Like, we need to start fighting the good fight, because they're not angry at us good women. They're angry at these awful women over here. Now, that doesn't absolve every woman of, you know, what we know women do, which, like I talked about in the other video, which is hypergamy and chasing, you know, Mr. Captain America when you're, you know, like second best, or makes you feel like second best, and all of a sudden you come home and you say, where'd she go? And she goes, I'm out, because the guy down the street has more money and is better looking than you, or whatever. That's not to say that any of that's changing, but what's important is that our talking about this stuff and our making light of what we want to happen is making some difference. Now, how much of it, I don't know. But I do know that as I'm reading these articles, yes, there are the crazy blue-haired, you know, Twitter checkmark people that are writing horrible things. But when you look at those stories, they're getting fewer and fewer likes and more negative comments, saying, hey, you've lost the plot, man. Like, you guys are, you're barking up an empty tree here. And then I come across articles like this, and you start saying, okay, at least maybe some people are paying attention. It doesn't mean anything's going to change. It doesn't mean we say, well, problem solved. I'm going to go out and get married next week. That's not what we're talking about here. I'm not advocating that. The same things have always held true. No marriage, no cohabitation, no extremely long-term relationships. However, by us not participating, by us saying, hey, we've got problems with these, and a lot of guys saying, I'm not even going to casually date. I'm not even going to give a woman the time of my day until some of these things are met. And then if you're lucky, I'll take you out to coffee, or you can take me out to coffee, right? Well, I want to read these articles and give you an example, or show you how I think we're starting to at least make a difference. And you can be saying negative and say, hey, this really isn't making that big of a difference. It's not going to be life-changing. Okay, maybe it's not going to be life-changing for all of us or many of us. But people are at least starting to see what we talk about when we say, I don't like this, I disagree with this, you're being unreasonable, and I'm not participating. At least now, they're not going to call us a bunch of, well, they may still call us some basement-dwelling, you know, incels or something like that, but at least maybe they can start saying, all right, maybe these guys have something. Let's, as long as they have a reasonable voice and they're not being angry and hateful, let's give them an ear and see what they say. So this is by a woman that under the pseudonym Rotten Wildflower. She says, I hate men. Do you? Men are the root of all evil. Men cause horrible wars. Men are liars and pigs. Men never commit. Men cheat. Men promise you the world and deliver garbage. The world would be a better place without men, no doubt. So many of us sisters have been duped by a-holes that promised us the stars but delivered nothing but disappointment. Just like you, I thought that this species cannot possibly be worked with. A hopeless case, a disappointment, a waste of time. Boy, don't you feel good, fellas? Ah, but it's sarcasm. She says, at least that's what I thought until I discovered something small, yet super impactful. I am the problem. And so are you.
Ding, ding, ding. What do we have for Johnny?
Yeah, all of us. Sorry, got so excited I bumped the microphone. All of a sudden, oh, hey, maybe if I have a problem in every relationship I'm in, if every guy dumps me, if every guy craps on me, if every guy treats me horribly, what's similar in all those relationships? ah, yes, I am the same person in all these relationships. Let's have a moment of self-reflection. And that's what she did. And she realized, holy crap, I'm falling for the top 10 or 20 percenters that are, they'll say sweet nothings and tell you everything they want to hear. And they get you in the bedroom and they have their way. And then they go, thank you, come again. And off they go. And when you repeat that cycle, all of a sudden you say, wow, I am really not doing well here. So she says, let us all ask ourselves the following. How often did we continue pursuing Mr. A-hole, even after he told us straight to our face that he wasn't ready for a relationship? Yep. I remember when I was younger in the military, and I was not into long-term relationships. The stronger and the more emphatic I was about, I don't want a long-term, I'm just looking for some fun and something casual, and the women say, oh, that's great, that's fine, I get it, I'm totally... The more that they pursued me, the more that they wanted me to settle down with them, and the angrier they got with me when I wouldn't. Wasn't on me. I told you how I felt. Matter of fact, I had a 9-month relationship that was like that. In the end, she called me horrible names and said I was an awful person. I'm like, why? I told you the deal. But she thought she was going to change me. Well, here she says, hey, I keep going for these same guys, and he tells me I'm not ready, and I still chase it. Next, how often did we continue pursuing this guy even after he told us that he didn't believe in monogamy? Yep, that guy says, hey, I'm not going to just be with you. I've got other dates. I got other people to see, and I'm going to keep doing that. And the girls go, oh, he's wanted by so many men. He must be popular. And obviously, he's a valued catch if so many other women are also chasing with him. So I must try to stay with him and convince him that he should be with me. Oh, it didn't work. Shocking. How often did we actively choose to continue pursuing him even after he showed us with his actions that he wasn't serious about us? And there it is. All of a sudden, this, well, as many of you guys call it, the alpha widow, the girl that gets to bed and have all this fun with these great guys, great, meaning, you know, attractive in personality and you know, whatever, all of a sudden she realizes, I'm never going to catch one of these guys. Does that mean that maybe she lowers her standards or she betters herself? I don't know. She doesn't get into that. But she reads down through here, and there's a long grocery list. I'm not going to go through that. But basically she says, unintentionally, I was regarding relationships as strict transactions, places where I had to continuously earn love by sacrificing myself. And I know myself, I've been in relationships like that as well. She says, I can recall countless situations when I wanted to speak my mind but was fearful of rejection. So yes, I indeed am the problem, so are you. She says, I'm a liar, and I attracted even bigger liars into my world. We played fantasy land for some time but always ended in flames. I didn't have the courage to be 100% honest with them. They didn't have the courage or intention to be 100% honest with me. And again, she goes down through more of it. So... And then this second article she has, which is, again, more self-reflection, and I love these. I love these because this is when people, or specifically women, are saying, I've done some soul-searching, and I see I'm screwing up here. Now, that doesn't mean that if you were to meet her, you'd say, oh, well, this is someone lovely I'd like to date. It doesn't mean that. But I cannot be hard on anyone that is that takes the time to self-analyze and realize, hey, these problems are probably me, and I need to do something about that. I think that's great, and I think that this is how women become advocates for guys, because us guys say, hey, we've got problems, and the louder we are about it, the more we're hushed. But when other women step up and say something about it, hey, we've got some backup now. Doesn't mean we fall in love and get married and it's happily ever after. Not saying that. I'm just saying we now have a female, a chorus of female voices to come in and join ours. And if that means that guys that are married, guys that want to get married, and again, that may not be right for many of us, but guys that want to get married, want to have kids, at least if these voices come in and join ours and we get some laws changed and the... prison terms are leveled and equalized, and women are held to the same accountability as men, and divorce court is now and custody and all these other things are truly 50-50 and fair. Hey, even if I'm never getting married again, even if I don't get in a long-term relationship again, I'd still love that to happen. I mean, without it, society kind of falls apart. I mean, if enough men go their own ways, we're not going to have too many families left anymore. So she says, would you date yourself? We are quick to judge others in height, physique, income, status, social skills, possessions. But do we ever stop to think if we can qualify in the first place? This is something that we always talk about. And here again, she's saying it. We judge others on their height. Man cannot change that. Physique, we can change that. Income, to some degree. Status, again, some degree. Social skills, yes. Possessions. Is that really what we want to be judged for? I mean, basically she says height, which you can't control. Physique, which is how good your body is. Income, that's money. Status, that's derived usually from a very good job or money, social skills, being able to talk to other people, and possessions. So basically, we're being judged on how we look, what we own, and if we're a smooth talker. Well, I can handle the smooth talking part, but do we really want to be judged on money and our looks? Well, I can't do anything about one of those, at least. So she said, would you date yourself? Heck, even marry yourself? Do you like the way you think, speak, and act? Do you like the amount of negativity, entitlement, bitterness, and cynicism that you carry within yourself? We're drawn to confident, positive people, people full of energy and joy. We love people that make us feel good and special, but do we make others feel special, valued, and heard? Or do we constantly compete and assert our superiority? Gossiping, judging, and self-loathing can hardly be considered attractive qualities. Can you even find nice things to say about people and the people you interact with? Do you even truly know what it is, or do you even truly know what it is that you want in a life partner? Are you chasing butterflies from the hot guy, or are you actively trying to fix and lock down? And again, I think she's referring back to her other article. Hey, and I've said this in lots of videos, women chase the butterflies. And when those feelings, the butterflies and the tingly and the excitement, that is not love. That isn't love. That's infatuation. That's hormones. That's a lot of chemicals going on to make you want to hump and do have fun in the bedroom. But those fade over time. They always fade. And what happens after that is when you get to know somebody and you get in a deep, meaningful relationship and you learn their quirks and their bad habits and everything about them, and you still choose to be with them and you still want to be intimate with them and be close to them, that is love. And we never get there anymore. No one ever gets there anymore. It's the infatuation phase. Everybody does everybody. Let's have a good time in the bedroom and done. Moving on. Over and over and until you can't anymore. And then all of a sudden you realize you're a shallow, empty, lonely human being. So here she's at least admitting it. Like, hey, this is what we're doing. She says, or do you actually want a dependable, responsible, faithful, honest, ambitious, romantic, family-oriented, safe, self-aware, and generous man? Or, of course, they have to throw in generous. Always got to give something, don't we? Always got to be given something. One that make an amazing dad and a reliable partner. But her point is well taken here. How many times on dating apps, how many times when you meet, you know, you see these posts where women are like, I want dependable, responsible, faithful, honest, ambitious, romantic, family-oriented. Oh, I don't care if, you know, if as long as he's, I don't know, my height or close to it, or, you know, as long as he's not unhealthily overweight. No, we never hear that. Money, status, height, physique. But what about those lists? She says, I mean, think about it. Will X qualities, I'm not going to read that paragraph because it doesn't go anywhere. We make demands while we frequently act supremely repelling. Partners don't compete, they cooperate. For whatever it is that you request, you must offer the same. Do you want a ripped guy? Be fit yourself. You can't make physical demands if you're 80 pounds overweight. Do you want a guy with a six-figure income? Better be interesting yourself. Wait a minute. Do you want a guy with a six-figure income? Be interesting yourself? No, you want a guy with a six-figure income? Bring your own six-figure income into it. Do you want a guy with a top-quality style and cars? Then you must look the part too. No, you don't just have to look the part. You need to bring your quality in your cars too, or bring your money for your cars. I don't want to pay for it. But you get the point here. I thought I'd give this a read because, again, I think that now you can say, hey, you know what, dude, she probably just hit 35 and she's looking down the double barrel of, you know, not having kids and not finding a guy to settle with her. Hey, maybe so. Maybe she just ran face first into the wall and she's like, yeah. But the point is she's not coming at this from a complaining and it's men's fault and that men didn't choose me. And she's at least saying, hey, I screwed up. Maybe there's a lot of us women that are screwing this up. We're asking too much. We're not bringing enough to the table and we're being entitled. And you know, hey, maybe it's too late for her, but you know something? If maybe a younger woman reads this and sees information like this versus love and leave men, all men should be amazing, all the sixes, except now I think it's getting closer to the sevens, or some sixes and some sevens. When they read more information like this, at least maybe some of that sinks into somebody. And to be truthful, you know, when I'm going through Twitter, when I'm looking through the news stories, it's not conservative women that are writing articles like this. Or not like this one, but I mean the guy bashing and being hard on men and making all these demands. It's a lot less of the conservative women. It seems to be, not all, but seems to be for the most part, more of the very far-leaning left that are making these, and the ones with the purple hair and the 17 piercings that are making all these demands on men. Now, it's not to say that conservative women necessarily are any better to date, but I think they come from, or they seem to at least have a stronger family unit and are a little bit more, I don't know, grounded. I don't know what the word is I'm looking for, but they seem to at least be coming at this from what I would say is a good, a better angle. Does that mean that if you date them, that life is going to be easy street or it's going to be any different? No. No, the odds of divorce, the odds of losing custody of kids, all that stuff doesn't change. So this isn't a silver bullet and we just say, oh, problem solved, everything's great. No, but at least it's getting out there and at least people are starting, or at least some of these women are starting to reflect saying, you know, maybe this is us. Maybe because it seems like there's a big lack of good guys available and we need to figure out this out or else we're going to be alone. And for the rest of us guys, we already say, well, I'm already ready for that. I'm already geared up. I'm already in that mode. You missed the boat with me. But maybe the younger generation, maybe we can have a turnaround. I don't know. If it makes life, I'll take the hit. I'll make the sacrifice here if it means the next generation of young men coming up, when they start getting a little bit older, have an easier time of it. And they say, women are relatively, you know, reasonable now. And I can still have casual dates without fearing for my life or getting accused of something. Hey, you know, I call that a win, even if we don't solve all the other problems. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. And if you have, thank you very much. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Check out my older videos as well. And of course, you can join me over at betterbachelor.locals.com. I've got a forum up over there. You can just follow along if you want to read, or if you'd like to post and support my work, you can do so over there as well. I'm leaving Patreon because they've got a big legal battle going on, and Patreon may not last because they're basically getting sued for removing a lot of conservative voices over there, and I don't know how much longer they're going to be over there. So Patreon may not survive it. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker, and remember, hey, this may not fix anything. It may not solve anything, but at least we're starting to get some voices on the other side of the fence that are at least saying, hey, listen to these guys. They might actually know what they're talking about. Thank you.